Yeah, so this one is 9.4. Not that much, but Yeah, mine will get it done. Uh-oh.
Guy just put on his chair seatbelt. All right, here we go. What are we getting into?
So, it's like I said, this one's going to be an old favorite. It's seasonal and it's around right now, so it's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it.
I know that can.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Wake and bake.
Hello, and good morning.
Yeah, so we got Terrapins, Wake and Bake, Coffee, Oatmeal, Imperial Stout.
Yes.
That's everything I love in a beer.
Yeah, you definitely, as soon as you open up the can, you get that smell of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how effervescent just the nose is on this beer, you know?
Oh, wow. Wow. You've
never
delicious.
Had this beer, right?
No, I have not.
You've never had Wake and Bake?
No, I have not.
The beer.
What?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
This is amazing.
Well, I apologize, and you're welcome.
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much. This is, I am really into stouts right now.
Good.
And this is definitely on a high on my list of things I need to buy after
work. I call this a sturdy stout. That's what I call it.
Sturdy. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Sturdy stout.
Yeah, what's nice about this is it's not, like you said, it's sturdy, but it's not one of those super thick stouts.
Mm-mm. No.
Where it feels like you're chewing bread.
Yeah.
It's closer to the consistency of a coffee. You know, it's made with Jittery Joe's Coffee, which apparently is a large company out there near Athens, Georgia.
It is.
It does their coffee out that way. And they've been doing this one for quite some time. And it's the season right now for it. And so, you know, pick up a six-pack and be happy.
You don't need a fork and knife to enjoy this beer. It's a very, very easily drink.
It is, but I would say it's a little slightly aggressive if this is going to be your first stout, you may not like it.
Agreed. So, like I said, aggressive is a good word for it. The ABV is prevalent. You know it's a 9.4%. It's not trying to hide it, which is actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
The bitterness from that coffee and the roasted malts and everything. But, you know, if you like coffee, give it a shot.
Wow. Okay. So, these are... So, now, aside from... Well, or the Wake and Bake also is sort of... Is it more limited or is it a year-round for them?
It is a seasonal. It's a little bit of a longer season. So the Wonderland and the Wake and Bake have a little bit longer seasons on them. Sunday Feels is, I would call, more of a limited release. And then the Big Little Thing is going to be full time, but it's just now getting in the market. So you'll have to keep your eyes out and see where you can find them.
But if you want to know where you can find them, you can go to srprot.com/beerfinder.
Whoa, is that the first one of this episode? I didn't even realize that we had not
gone
to the beer finder yet. I like that a lot. And by the way, thank you, Josh, and thank you, Amelia, and thank you to everybody at SR Parrot, because I guess we can make this official announcement. We are ready for one full year of Riggs and Guy Brew Review right here on the Morning Hog. Right?
Yay.
Yeah. Hey. We conned him into it. I mean, we got you for another year. That's good. I love that.
Yes. Oh,
that's beautiful. Well, listen, you make this show better. You make our palates happy. And everybody out there, this is just another chance for you to find out about new flavors that you can find the next time you visit some of these great locations, Total Wine and wherever else. Anybody else we want to give a shout out to?
Total Wine, ABC, support your local independent stores, obviously. We should, I believe Bucky's is opening sometime in March or April.
Yeah?
And that'll be a big one.
So you're saying that Bucky's right down the road from where our studios are is going to have some of these great beers in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
And they are going to be fairly priced as well.
That's a dangerous thing to tell us.
Oh, so you're saying like if we put on like Bohemian Rhapsody and we had time to drive down the road during the show. I'm just saying like on a Tuesday, whatever. Yeah, all right.
Exactly.
All right. Good information. All right. Well, a double down Happy New Year to you both. And until next Friday, cheers.
Cheers.